This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 31st of August 2017. We have Edmund, Mats, Dennis, Carl, Pitinan, and Sarnad on the call. So over to you, Edmund and Mats.
Edmund, I think I was running it, chairing it last time, wasn't I?
Okay.
I think it's your turn.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
We have Satish joining the call as well.
Okay. Thank you, Samad, and thank you, Max. Sorry I was a little bit late, but thanks for joining. I guess according to what we discussed last time, we are going into the response to the comments and trying to finalize the report on the comments in this week or next week. So I guess that it, unless I'm mistaken, let's get going, I guess. I am myself really looking at the document and see that there is some comments already and from Dennis, which is what is shown that it incorporated what Dennis suggested in the mailing list as well already.
There were a couple of comments by Dennis. They're not incorporated yet. This is just the original version which was sent around with Dennis's comments.
Okay, that's fine. So I guess let's go through it one by one. I don't think we need to spend too much time. I don't have control of the document. If you could give me that would be useful. But anyway.
You want to try again because you're a presenter, so you should be able to control.
I can now. Okay. Oh, I already see Matt's hand up, so why don't you go ahead, Matt?
Thank you. I don't understand what it means that the text in blue will be moved to the next section once finalized.
Should I respond to that?
Yes, please go ahead.
Right. So basically the analysis is given in a separate section, which is section 4 at the end of the document. But then what I thought was then if I put all the analysis in that section, then you would have to scroll up and down to see the issue and then the analysis. So what I did was just pasted the analysis right after the issue, and then once we've agreed on the text, then I'll just cut and paste the blue portion and take it to the next section. So it's just a comment to let you guys know that.
Okay. Is that the standard way of writing these documents?
Right, so this is a template, so there's a summary section and then there's an analysis section. So we summarize the comments in the summary section and then anything we want to comment upon goes in the analysis section.
Okay.
This Edmund, unless there's really a very good reason, aside from just being a template, I think this format might be even more clearer for the reader. So unless there's some compliance reasons, I actually suggest that we keep it in this format. I don't know what others think. I see that Matt agrees. And Samad, is there any reason we can't keep it this way?
I can go and check the public comments team and see if that's okay. I am happy to keep it this way. And what we can then do is in the next section, just put a comment that the analysis is already given after the summary for each point in the previous section or something like that. I can check with the public comments team, and if they are okay with it, then we can do it that way. That's not an issue.
Sounds good. So let's jump into it. So let's take the first page. There's CL1-2 and the analysis. It's I think it basically captures what we discussed, so I don't really have any comments unless anyone else have any questions or problem with it, with what is already provided. If not, I guess we can get pushing on to the next page. And yeah, I see that Dennis is fine with response for CL1 and CL2. And moving on. And if you see anything and want to jump back, don't, you know, hesitate to stop me. So. All right. So moving on to the next part, I'm trying to make it, okay, here. So the OX and OX1 and OX2, Dennis has a comment that there's a sentence that seems to be incomplete. I guess I need to call upon Samad to see if the original intent from OX2 is that these standards should be implemented. That was the comment from.
Right, that was the comment. So OX2 said that UTR-39 and all these standards be implemented. Would you just want me to add the should or whatever verb they used? If this
should seems to fine, or if they had a particular verb, then use that. But I think should be fine. Dennis, does that clarify the sentence for you? Okay. If Samad, you can take a quick look at what was said in the original comment and just put the appropriate one, whether it should or must or something.
Sure. Just give me a second.
Okay. So, in terms of the analysis, which is the blue part in front of you. It is pretty extensive, and I think it seems to capture what we want it to be. We're responding to say that they are issues, we are considering them, but it is more complicated than what is being suggested. Sorry, I see Samad's comment, which is back to OX2. So there's really no excuse. Sorry for jumping back and forth, everyone. I'm looking at Samad's text comment there, and I guess back to OX2. the last sentence and Dennis's comment. So perhaps we should change that sentence to there is no excuse for not implementing these standards. And that would be the original sentence, and I think that carries the meaning. Does that work for you, Dennis? And Matt says his hand up. Matt.
Well, in a summary, I actually think that these standards should be implemented, captures the meaning, and it fits better to a short summary. The other one is too wordy, I think. It is fine for me, anyway.
Okay, so these standards should be implemented. I think these standards should be implemented. It should be fine. And I think Dennis is fine with it as well. And let's just keep it that way. Sama, does that work for you?
Sure, noted. Thanks.
Okay. So back to the blue part. If I recall correctly, I think Cal, you might have commented as Cal and probably Matt might have commented a little bit more on this. So I want to make sure that you are okay with the blue section. Cal, Dennis, or Matt, or Satish, any? If not, I will moving on.
Sorry, Edmund. What was the question?
Yep. The question is the blue part, our analysis to the suggestion of the OX 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with
and,
it.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, let's keep moving on. Oh, that's good. Cal is good with it as well. All right. OX3. That's kind of similar. OX3 and the OX3 analysis. It's a little bit of follow-on from the above. Seems pretty straightforward. It's fine to me. Don't see Dennis having any comments either. Cal, Satish, Matt. Good with it. All right, this is a pretty easy job. All right, IAB, component, IAB1, our response is agree and we'll update. Seems to be pretty straightforward as well, IAB1, I think that's good. Slow me down on or stop me if you think I'm going too fast or pushing it too fast. So going to IAB2. So it just needs to be...
I have a question.
Oh, Matt. He's good.
Yeah, well, we are referring here to IAB1 and RISIG1, and so RISIG is further down. So if we keep the text as it is now, I mean, it's, we have the summary and the analysis and mixed, which I think makes sense. It's easier for the reader. But then we run into problem with this one because we refer to something which is further down in the text. And that's not good.
Matt, did you mean we should look at it now, or did you mean that we should avoid responding to two in one go?
It's fine to respond to two in one go, but it's not fine to respond to something which is further down in the document. So the summary of the Reissig 1 is further down in the text. So we refer to something which is further down in the text. And that is not okay.
So, Samad, I know your hand up, but just to respond. So would it be okay if we move this whole section to the response to ROFG1 and say and refer to that here? Is that what you mean?
That I see two options. One is to in this place have C response on Reissig 1. And the other option is to duplicate the response.
Okay, so either one of them. And that brings me to jump back to here because early on we have Government India 1 and 4 snuck into OX 1 and 2 as well. And I believe that Samad has probably done this because it was originally intended to be a later section altogether, to be moved to a later section altogether, which would have made it fine, addressing Matt's your concern. I guess what we can do is let's go through the entire thing first, and then we'll come back to decide on two things. One is whether to, as the original intent, move the blue sections to a different section to address this issue, or to handle it as Matt suggested just now, either duplicate it or use the latter, or include the comment in the latter one rather than the former one. Does that make sense? And Samad, I see you put your hand down already. Did I just cover what you wanted to say?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So for the time being, let's keep moving on, and we'll come back to that particular decision at the end. So back to IAB 1. I guess we're good, and IAB 2, it seems like just adding this would work for the sentence already, and that would be fine. Let's keep going to IAB 3. IAB 3 and IAB 4. Oh, wait.
Edmund?
IAB 3 and IAB 5 might need response from IAB. Yes, Matt.
Well, there's a comment by Dennis, which is because after IAB 2 is just a fraction.
Yes, and from the text chat, as mentioned, adding just this at the beginning of the sentence, this has been the intention of the working group, should address it. Does anyone have any further problem with it? Matt, you still have your hand up?
Yeah, I don't understand the idea of has been the intention of the working group. What has been? It's just something is missing.
The suggestion is adding this in the beginning of the sentence, referring back to the comment itself, I guess. Are you suggesting a different way to describe it? This really means that section 2.1 is a clear statement of compliance with IEN 8.2.8.
I expect it to be IAB2 analysis colon, and then some text.
Okay.
And then here is just a fraction. Has been an incomplete sentence, and I don't know what it means.
Okay.
Can Samad explain what the intention is?
Sure.
Samad, do you want to explain?
I think what was being reiterated, and if it makes it clear, I think we can repeat that statement. Basically, what the comment is saying is that the working group also wanted to make a clear statement that we need to move to IDNA 2008. And so we are agreeing and we are thanking IAB to support that particular intention. So if it is not clear, what I can do is repeat that part from statement section 2.1 from the IAB2 statement. So I can say that it has been the intention of the working group to have a clear statement for compliance with IDNA 2008. The working group thanks IAB for supporting it. Would that work?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you, Matt. I think we're good with that. I'm jumping between IMB3 and IMB5 because both of them require us to probably reach out to IMB for a bit further deliberation. So I see that for IMB3. I'm fine with the current response, and for IB5, perhaps we should include a little bit of what is in IAB3 as well. That we internally will talk. I think we were also going to seek for some clarification from IAB. We're going to try to at least as we finalize our own final recommendations. So, looking at IAB3 and IAB5, anything else? Samad.
Thank you, Edmund. So, regarding IAB5, there was a discussion on basically this is referring to statements within RFC 5890, 91, and 94. And those statements basically say that IDNA 2008 is a good starting point, but it is expected from the standard that each registry, the public registry, including the top-level domain, top-level registries, but also for second-level registries, they will review those characters and only include those characters which they understand and which are and actually do a conservative analysis and also do analysis like making variants and things like that. So there are three, four statements which talk about conservatism and only including characters which are well understood and defining variants and so on. We had that discussion, and after that discussion, I was basically the working group had asked that I collate those statements and circulate it, and we'll come back and discuss, look at them as well, and then you know finalize how to I guess respond to it. I collated those and sent sections and emailed the working group on them, but we never really came back and looked at them again, unfortunately, during our discussions. Again, I think it is just basically referring, or this particular comment is saying is that we are in our statements in a way supporting those statements in the RFCs that registries need to do more work and just not suffice themselves on IDNA 2008 shortlisting. But in any case, I think we need to really go back and discuss them, and then based on that, just make a comment, and then stop here and get your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. I guess let's open up this particular discussion. My feeling is that on this particular topic, and in this context of the responding to the comments, Samad, what you just described should suffice. I think we generally agree to the direction of the comment. What we are going to need to finalize is how to incorporate it into our final recommendations. If that is the direction, or if that is the consensus around the room, then I think that should suffice in terms of a report on the comments. Thoughts? Samad and others? Samad, please go ahead.
Thank you. It could be a similar response as IAB 3, which is saying that in a way that is the intention of working group, and we can thank IAB to point us in that direction, and then just leave it there, because I don't think just making a general statement would add to the guidelines, though, you know, obviously if the working group considers, we can add a more general statement. But it will not be an implementable statement. We're already implementing that statement in guidelines 2.2 through 2.5. So it's more going to be a covering statement. Or else we can say that since that's an intention, and thank them and say that it's a general statement, therefore we are not just going to add that to make the guidelines, I guess, a bit more confusable in that sense.
Thank you, Samad. I think in that case that confirms my original direction, and that's why I put 3 and 5 together for discussion. Perhaps I would suggest that we combine the response to 3 and 5 and make it almost the same as you just suggested. I wonder if that's acceptable for others, Matt or Caleb. And Satish, others. So Samad, does that is that okay with you? I'm just looking at the comment from the text that seems to be an acceptable suggestion.
Right. Sure, certainly. So I'll combine. Max has a comment though, so let's hear him first, I guess.
Yeah. Please go.
I wonder if we should look at the recommendations again, the actual recommendations again, and see. I mean, it looks like I want to have some stronger language there, and maybe it makes sense to have it.
Thank you, Matt. I think from the original discussion, we actually agree that maybe we could have stronger statement there. It's the question is just, you know, how to word it and what to draw from 5894 and the others. I think that part, when we jump back to the final recommendations IDN implementation guidelines, we can finalize there. That was the suggestion. So the direction is yes, we accept that, you know, maybe strong, you know, we can be clearer and stronger on that. We just haven't pulled those specific wording out. So this particular part is just a response to the comment. Samad?
Thank you. So I think this particular guideline and also the text which is in the RFCs really provides the justification of a guideline, but not the guideline itself. So if you're going to add something based on this, it's just going to be you know, just an explanation in the general section that obviously it is motivated because of all this discussion in RFCs. But I'm not really sure how this will impact the guidelines themselves.
Right. I think when we discussed it, that was kind of what I recall as well. We will need to bring that, you know, we need to look more deeply into those RFCs and see if we incorporate anything that is problematic for us. But we shouldn't be, because generally, those RFCs apply in any case. So, to back to on this particular report on the comments, I think if it's okay with it seems like it's okay with everyone that we respond to IV3 and IV5 as one go, and we're basically agreeing to it, and we are going to finalize it, and we might, you know, go back to IV to make sure that when we are about to finalize it, we would, you know, is what they kind of matches with what they have in mind, or. And Samad, I see you're typing. If you want to just take the mic, that's fine too. Yes, we note that we have reached out to IB, but they have not responded back. We will try harder. Okay, with that, I think we're good with IB3 and IB5. Now coming back to 4. As I'm reading through this, there's one general question, I guess, to Samad. You write the analysis like has split the recommendation in 3 parts and deleted the last 2 paragraphs, in the sense that it has already been done. Perhaps we need to modify all those sentences to say that it will be, or is that a more appropriate? Because we're not publishing the final recommendations draft together with this report, so I wonder if that approach is more appropriate. Okay. So, but I don't think we need to, you know, go through the grammar for that, but I think in general when we say has done something, we will update the next version to, Samad will help update that to the working group will do those things.
This is Samad. So I was actually thinking of using a present continuous progressive tense, so is doing or something like that. So do you want to use a future tense or the ing form in present tense?
I think either is fine, as long as it's not the past, because the people who are reading this document will not have seen what the updated version yet.
Okay.
Okay. But besides that, I don't have any further thing on IV4. That's exactly our response already. I see Matt typing. If you want to take the mic, that says it's fine. So push ahead. So for 1 to 4, it points back to OX1 and OX2. We might want to reverse this order, or we'll look at that again. The summary part, also, I don't really have any comments on it. Mats?
Well, the government of India obviously want to go much further, and I think that most others want to do. And I don't know. I feel that it would be reasonable to comment it, which we do not. We group them together with OX, and OX don't really want to go as far as government of India.
Okay, so you're suggesting that we draft separate responses between OX 1 and 2 and the government India comments?
Or maybe that we have a comment answering government India furthermore, we refer to the answer of OX1, OX2, or something. We don't have to repeat it, but it have a statement that they obviously want to go much further into beyond what is IDN, actually. I mean, they want to look at the confusion within ASCII. And this is much further than anyone else want to go.
Okay. The response, though, is almost identical. What you are, Matt, you're suggesting is we have an additional sentence to let them know that we do take note of their additional aspect on ASCII. I'm actually not so sure. I mean, two reasons. One is we're going to move the bulk of that wording, the blue part in OX1 and OX2 down here. So as you suggested earlier, the topic that we just talked about, the sequence of those things happening. And if we further highlighted it, it actually might look bad. And, you know, we're saying that you're raising something that's really beyond the scope of this working group. It doesn't seem like highlighting something that particular part seems to be unnecessary in response to the government of India. Response. I just worry that if we draw attention to that, it seems like we're actually. I think the intent was to let them know that we did consider them seriously, but adding it might actually end up with the reverse and seem like we're, for lack of better wording, ridiculing that part is out of scope. So. I think once we move the whole part of OX1 and OX2, the visual would be better because it looks like we would have responded more in detail to them. Mats?
Well, I mean, we have considered confusion where we see a real need for that, but we haven't considered having confusion between small L and 1 on that level. So I think that it, it's a difference, and I don't see any problem of pointing that out. But I'm fine with not doing it too. A technical aspect of the answer, we could keep the answer where it is, but just removing the reference to Government of India, and then after the Government of India, we could have a short something and then refer to the answer of OX1 and OX2. Yeah. But
I think the suggestion is fine. I think, in general, the suggestion is fine. I wonder, Sawad, if you can capture what Mats is saying, or would it be better, Mats, for Mats to help draft a sentence or two on this?
I can. This is Ahmad. I can certainly take a shot at it. I understand what Mats is saying, and that is to have some additional, detail in the response, which is specific to Government of India comments. So I'll go and review their original comments and add some specific lines which are directly in that context. And then Mats and all of you can look at it and, obviously edit and add or subtract to it. But I can certainly go back and do it.
Okay. I think that is good then. Moving on to Government of India 5. Emojis. Pretty straightforward. I think we're good. Any further discussion needed there? Not seeing any. RYSG1, that has been incorporated in IAB1. And I guess we're going to change the order later. So, RYSG2. Pretty straightforward as well. We agree, and we'll add. Anything to talk about RYSG2? Seeing and hearing none. I'll keep moving ahead. Again, if I'm moving too fast, just stop me. RYSG3. Simple enough. We agree. Okay. Keep going. RYSG4. And 5. We basically agree as well. And we're trying to be a bit more specific. And there are some parts that we're standing our ground. I think that's fine. 4 and 5. Cal, I want to make sure that your fine was for 4 and 5 as well, because I see your text come in.
Yes, I was specifically for 4 and 5. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Anything else for 4 and 5? None? Then
no, I think that captures how we feel.
Good. Keep moving ahead. 6, 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's about the... Oh, and 4. This one is a little bit more. Okay. The summary seems fine. Let's look at the summary first and then the blue part. Anything to note for the summary? Not? Okay. Our response. There are a couple of comments from from Dennis. As I read it, why don't Dennis, if you can just explain a little bit about the comment.
Sure, Edmund, thank you. So the first one is just a clarification whether RSP means Registered Service Providers. I think it is, just maybe we want to use the entire word for those are not familiar with this acronym. Then I suggest replacing this format is needed to this format is useful, because I don't think there is a strong need for LDR format, especially because we're talking about publishing. I mean, it's just a display format, so it is useful. I would agree to that. I would contend that it is needed, and that's why my correction there.
Thank you. And I think the first one is simple, and it's we could handle it. The second one, I tend to agree, and I think I'm not sure we go so far to say that it alleviates the risk of cyber squatting and consumer confusion. I think we can stop the sentence after problem and just delete it. Delete the highlighted part by Dennis. Would that address your issue, Dennis? But that's first. Matt.
Yeah, I would agree to that, Emma.
Okay, Matt, you have your hand up. Matt, if you're speaking, you are on mute.
Yes, I was speaking to myself. And on the first paragraph, I agree that needed is not a good, it's not really needed, but I want to have another word than useful. I don't think that useful is a good word there. Maybe Carl, being the native speaker, can suggest something. In the second paragraph, you cannot just stop, address the problem, what problem? I think we have to write something there, and what it, I mean, the pros of LGR, yes, there are pros, and they can, I don't know if consumer confusion is less with LGR. I'm not sure.
Okay. I note that. But I think Cal might be suggesting that we remove the entire second paragraph, but I think there's some parts that we need to respond to, but Cal, please go ahead.
I wanted to firstly the quick comment on useful. I think that's fine. If we wanted to change that last sentence a little bit, that's also fine. I don't feel strongly about that, except to agree that it's not strictly needed. The second paragraph, I feel we're making an assertion there that is not yet proven through any kind of analysis or evidence for now. It might be true, it might not be. I feel uncomfortable making those sorts of claims though without having any kind of research to back it up. So I think we could posit an opinion if that is the consensus opinion of the working group. But I'm not sure I'd feel like making that as a factual statement, because I don't feel that it is. And I was going to make some comments on the third paragraph, but I'll leave that for now until we get to it.
Okay. I'll circle back to you on the third paragraph, but I think I just want to clarify that you're suggesting removing the entire second paragraph, right? And I think Matt is fine with that, and I'm fine with that as well. I just want to go back to Samad quickly and see if there's anything in the OSG comments that prompt us to have that paragraph.
There was a comment by RYSG which said that how is the format relevant for the guidelines. So if you look at RYSG 6.1, it says it has no effect on minimizing the risk of cyber squatting and consumer confusion. Two of the stated goals. So there's, we need to tie this back to that particular comment, and that was the motivation behind this. It can be set as an opinion possible, as Carl was saying, but if we remove it, then we need to basically find out another mechanism to tie this to user confusion. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I see. I'm just looking at it, and I'm not sure whether Cal or Matt had your hand first. So, whoever had your hand up first, please jump in. Was it Matt or Cal?
Not sure.
Okay, Cal, please.
I just wanted to respond directly to that, whether it's user confusion or cyber squatting or risk. I think APIs help, certainly the user confusion and interoperability. I think we can make a strong case that it assists with interoperability, and that should indirectly assist with user confusion, because the client software will then be more reliable and have better ways of representing valid names. So that would be my reasoning, and if people don't feel that's strong enough to deploy LGR format, then so be it. I think I would feel uncomfortable adding reasons to deploy LGRs that I don't think we actually discussed in the context of LGRs anyway. So we felt that it was a useful tool from an interoperability point of view, and I think that should be either a good enough reason, or if it's not good enough in other people's minds, then we remove the requirement.
Okay, thank you, Carl. Matt, and then I put myself in the line.
Yeah, I mean, the LGR format is the only completely defined IBM table format. And so if you have the LGR table, you can by sure find out if a name matches that table or not. That is not true with the other format. And in that way, it actually decreases user confusion, because it's possible for users to check against the LGR table. So it's possible to have the LGR table and check it independent of the EPP system or of the TLD. So I think that, I mean, there are strong arguments for LGR also from a user perspective. Since ICANN requires that the tables are published, then it means that anyone could match against the table. That is not possible today with a text table to match. Not by sure. Maybe we should rewrite the text a bit. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. I agree, actually. I agree both with Matt and Cal on this. And Samad, I wonder if, and in fact, I would go so far to say what maybe we should do is strike out paragraph 2. In paragraph 1, we actually address that issue in terms of the comment and go so far to say that the workgroup considers the LGL format contributes significantly to the interoperability and perhaps add like interoperability and usability as what Matt's mentioned of the IDM tables, and also add that we do not consider and that's the reason, and it is not a motivation that it addresses cyber squatting or consumer confusion, and we should add that in the latter part of the sentence just to say, you know, we consider the interoperability and usability of the tables is why we suggest the LGL format. It is not to address issues of cyber squatting. Then that would respond to the comment. And also I think that is actually that's our position. I wonder if others agree or have any thoughts on that. That's fine. Cal agrees, Dennis agrees, and Satish is typing. And then I will go back to you, Samad, to ask you whether that is okay, and you could try to edit that in.
Sure, that should be fine. And I'll obviously add that in the next draft when I circulate. Thank you.
Okay, we are at the top of the hour, but Cal, is your comment on paragraph 3 simple, or should we wait till the next meeting?
My suggestion was to minimize that comment, noting that implementation is not really within scope of this of the guidelines. So I'm not sure how I don't want to make the response too blunt, but ultimately we don't set timelines, we don't set how things are implemented. So we might want to make that clear and maybe even leave it at that, because anything that we promise in relation to implementation is not really going to be within our power to deliver. So I'd be nervous about committing to any kind of implementation consideration.
Right. I think that's good. I wonder if you could help us shorten it, if that is something that you would be willing to take a crack at. Thank you, and we are past the top of the hour, so we'll draw a line at the end of YSG 6. We will, I guess there's a few action items for Samad and Cal, and we'll come back next time.
Samad has his hand up.
Samad. Samad? Has his hand down again. But please go ahead.
It's not related to this, but I actually do have one short admin question, and that is we are organizing two sessions for ICANN 60, and I circulated an email. We need Matt said he's not going to be there, possibly. We just wanted to check if admin you or somebody else would be willing to make those presentations and host that session on IDN implementation guidelines. First of all, are those two sessions okay? And second, we'd need a name to put as the host. Thank you.
Matt says he will be going. I will also be going, so either of us would be fine.
All together.
Okay. because yeah, okay. So thank you for that. Then I'll put in generally the names for both of you.
Okay. With that, anything else before we close the call for today? Seeing none, thank you everyone for joining. Talk to everyone again next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.